This is going to be a bit of an adventure. I've done various social media over the years, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, Pinterest, and probably loads more that I can't remember right now. I have no idea what we're going to cover in this. I'm kind of wishing I'd used this on my recent trip around Scotland on the motorcycle because it would have been very convenient to rattle off some of my thoughts, my experiences, and have an easy way of documenting some of the places I've been and the way that they were affecting me, the visual richness, etc. Just thinking about it reminds me just how amazing Scotland is. If you ever get a chance, you have to go. I did it by motorcycle. That was a bit quick in places. I think if I had to do it again, and I'd like to do it again, then I would like to do it in a camper van. I'd like to explore the West Coast much slower, more detail, stop, take it in, soak it up, take a proper camera, and really go to town on photographing as much of it as possible, get up early for sunrises, stay up late for sunsets, and so on. In a few days' time, I'm going to Barcelona and I'm doing the whole touristy thing on the Saturday, and on Sunday, probably just mosey around, use what we discovered on the Saturday to go to some other places on foot and explore them in a bit more detail, or go down to the beach and rest, maybe even go out on the water a little bit. And then Monday through Thursday, I'm working with another developer called Pedro, who lives over there, and we're exchanging notes, etc., because his contract's coming to an end, but he's going to continue working ad hoc over the foreseeable future as and when we need him. So he's going to learn stuff from me to cover me when I'm on holidays. And I'm going to learn some stuff from him about the work he's been doing for the client so that I can continue to support that sort of side of things as much as possible in amongst everything else that I'm doing. In August, it's my birthday, and a few days after that, I'm taking the motorcycle and riding down, getting the ferry, and going to Tours. I was staying one night at a Eurocamp. I do like Eurocamp sites, although I've only been to one, so maybe I shouldn't get too excited just yet. I've not been to this site before, only staying there for one day to break up the journey, have a bit of a rest, stretch legs, etc., get a decent night's sleep, and then continue on down to the sort of Bordeaux region where I'm going to be staying with my girlfriend's family. And when I say family, I mean a lot of them. So I think there's going to be over 20 people, including children, and we're all staying in one large house. So, except for her mother and her partner. So, it's going to be interesting. A lot of people. I'm a bit of an introvert, so having a week around that many people was going to be difficult, hence taking the motorcycle. So, I've got that freedom to go out and explore that area of France, the West Coast. Obviously, very nice, but also inland as well. It's going to be a long ride. The weather's going to be hot by the looks of it. So, we're going to break it up. We're not going to take motorways. We're going to go more scenic route, excuse me. And yeah, should be good. But again, hopefully, use this tool, Anchor, to document some of that and take some pictures, add those in as well. And see what I find. This is very unusual. I don't normally do this much travelling around, but gotta say, I'm enjoying it. It's a real break from routine for me. Normally, it's all work, very little play. But this month and next month, for the first time in for many, many, many years, I'm actually taking some breaks from work, and yeah, it's really nice. It's really refreshing. It's allowing me to think about other projects. It's allowing me to get some of my things ticked off. And yeah, it's good for the soul, it's good for the mind, and the only thing I wish I could do a bit more of is rest. I seem to still be busy, still be busying my mind and busying my days with stuff and not really resting enough. This is unusual, so September onwards, probably settle back into a routine. But I'm already thinking about next year and hoping to do another trip, maybe two. Think I'd like to try and arrange one on my own or with a buddy of mine, rather than going in a group. As much fun as it was in a group, it was nice being led and not having to think about the route or where we're going to stay or refuel for petrol, etc., and where to stop for breaks. I think it would be nice to go at my own pace and have the flexibility to spend longer in certain areas, rather than having to stick to a schedule and race on to the next point, etc. So that's something I discovered with this group, which, yeah, say it swings aroundabouts. It's not for everybody. I'm enjoyed some of it, some aspects of it. But I think I'd like to give it a go on my own. I'm not sure where I'd go. I'd like to go to Norway, and there's other parts of Europe I'd like to go to. Obviously, I've got another trip coming up soon, which it's not really a tour, it's purpose of getting there, but I will get to explore a little bit. So that's it. That's the first episode, post, whatever they call them, in Anchor Land. They won't all be this long, I guarantee it. I'm not a big talker, as you can probably tell from this sort of monotone, slow, drawn-out talking. But yeah, it'll be nice for me. It'll be nice for particularly my children, I expect, when they're a bit more grown up, to be able to replay some of these, I hope, and remember some of the things we've done together. So yeah, maybe another episode later this week when we go to Weston-super-Mare. Thanks.